Is 2040 the end of humanity? It's an absolute miracle that this boy was saved from a tornado, and Benny Hinn breaks his silence amid controversy. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com, and this is your midweek rundown. Is 2040 the end of humanity? In this article by Asher and Trader, the author of the upcoming book Alignment, he says that the Jewish calendar is based on a letter system, the Aleph equals the one, the Tav equals 400. So the year 2040 on the Jewish calendar is Tav Tav. In other words, the letters come to an end. There are some Jewish mystics that have already claimed that that year will be the end of the world. Very interesting thing to consider. Yeshua specifically warned us about false messiahs and the end of times. Obviously, there's not a perfect calculation for days or years to the end times, but we do know the patterns and seasons that we need to be looking out for. And so this article is really interesting and gives us a new perspective of something that I was not even aware of before I interviewed Asher, which that interview is going to be coming up soon. But you can read the article now at CharismaNews.com or click the link in the story below, in the description below. He says, things are likely to get crazier every day. Thank God we know from the scriptures that after these difficult times, there is a much better world coming. This, you can read Asher's book, Alignment, by going to mycharismashop.com. But you can read this article. It is very insightful, definitely something to read and consider and get yourself ready, as always. Now, next, we have this absolute miracle. A Texas boy survives after being sucked up by a deadly tornado. Now, this amazing story, the 7-year-old boy who survived being thrown up by a deadly tornado. His family says that the storm was so strong that it actually sucked him out of his father's arms. I believe it was his father. And then he was found or brought back and saved by a storm chaser, Fred McKinney. So you can click the links in this article to see more about this. But they said that Lane got sucked up in the tornado. Remembered Kelsey Lambert, his cousin Brady McQueen. They couldn't hold him down. It sucked him up and he flew like 25 feet. They thought he was gone. How scary would that have been? But thank God that boy survived. It is a true miracle. And our top story right now is Benny Hinn breaks silence amid controversy. Now, in an exclusive interview with Charisma founder Stephen Strang, Benny actually says, forgive me. And so evangelist Benny Hinn has been called a lot of things and held many titles over the years. And whether people love him or hate him, they still cannot stop talking about him and his recognizable crusades. Some videos end up going viral, such as Mike Winger, who did a 4-hour-long deep dive into past videos of Benny Hinn, where he dedicated to all of those that he perceives as victims of Hinn's ministry. And Winger points out several severe errors within the ministry of Hinn over the years, such as prophecy, healing, and prosperity gospel. Now, in this exclusive interview, which there is a link in this article, you can watch that. This is part one of two. In this interview, Pastor Benny says, for that, I ask people to forgive me. I'm just human and I make mistakes. And so there's a lot to take in here, and it is our top story right now. So definitely check this out and go to charismanews.com. All the links for the stories are in the description below,